people are trying to motivate you into action. And so that motivation is a big part of what makes your current world go round. It's an unhappy world that's going round, but the people are motivated by those factors. They are making decisions based upon their knowing of what they do not want. An inspired decision comes from getting into the vibrational vicinity of your inner being and what your inner being knows, so close, in fact, that you get swept into that vortex that is created by law of attraction's response to your vibrational escrow, and you actually feel an inclination to go that way. You feel a passion or a feeling of wanting to go that way. You're being called rather than pushed. Rather than being pushed by what you don't want, you're being called by what you do want. And this feeling of being stuck that you started out talking to us about is because you've taken your foot out of the world where you're being motivated by others, but you haven't quite got both feet in the world where you're being inspired by the other. And that's what that feeling of being stuck really is. And it's such a temporary place, and it's such a normal place to be. A lot of people try to put one foot in both worlds. So sometimes they're inspired and sometimes they're motivated, but you can't stay there very long because you know too much. We said that to you already. When you know that you are source energy in a physical body, and when you know that you've come to explore contrast, and when you know that you are constantly making entries into your vibrational escrow, and when you know that the source within you is tending to those, and that the larger part of you has already become the vibrational essence of what you're asking for, what you're reaching for, that the larger part of you has already become it, you just can't hardly stand not to get the rest of yourself moving in that direction. And so everything that you ever hear us talk about in terms of the art of allowing, every process that we offer, and they are endless, is about bringing yourself consciously into vibrational alignment with who you have become. You're not stuck, friend, nor could you ever be. And as you are giving more attention to how you feel and less attention to your response to how other people feel about whatever you're doing, you will find yourself not only not feeling stuck, but you will find a renewed zest for life. That's what a lot of you are reaching for. You want this renewed zest for life. We can feel within many of the crowds that gather to visit with us. There are a whole group of people that are talking about law of attraction from a purely standpoint of the physical nature of your being. In other words, they're talking about how you get what you think about, and they're absolutely accurate. You do get what you think about. But there are two dynamics that you have to consider when you're talking about law of attraction, because you have two vibrational vantage points. There are two vibrational perspectives of everyone who is physically focused. There is the physical vantage point and there is the non-physical vantage point. And law of attraction is responding to both of those vantage points. And it isn't until you morph this vantage point with this vantage point that you truly begin to understand the effect of law of attraction, and you truly begin to understand the fulfillment of your beingness, and you truly begin to understand who you really are and why you've come forth. And that's what you're reaching for, and that's what you've tasted, and that's what you're tasting more and more often. And that's what makes you say, I feel stuck, when you're not tasting that fully.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Does it make sense to you that law of attraction is responding to the thoughts and words that you offer on a daily basis? Does it make sense to you that law of attraction is responding to the source energy thoughts?
Thank you.
Does it make sense to you that the being that you are constantly becoming is a vibrational point to which law of attraction is responding? Can you feel how if law of attraction is responding to that whole of you, and law of attraction is responding to the thoughts and words and deeds that you're offering now, does it make sense to you that that could be causing a sensation of a coming together for you or a pulling apart for you? And so, do you get it that everything that we're talking about is about you coming into alignment with you? That when law of attraction is responding to your singular signal, do you know the power of your potential? Do you then understand your power of influence, your power of beingness? And can you feel how when there's a split thing going on, how uncomfortable it can be? And is it any wonder that there is elation in alignment and really strong discouragement in not alignment? Very good.